Welcome back, Fire Tribe.
Welcome, welcome,
welcome back. Big episode today. We're going to react to some prices.
Woo!
First time in the off season. I know everyone else is already on the train. Well, we're joining. We're in. We're here. You know, we just had to take a little bit more time. You know, we're a little slower that way, right? So it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Speak for yourself, pal.
Last episode, we talked about the big changes coming to FPL. You know, really focused on those AFCON transfer changes and the defensive contribution changes, which is really going to change the way people's strategy works. But today, again, we want to talk about some of the big price changes that we saw. And then next week, we'll get into the first mock draft. So,
very exciting.
Very exciting. Mock draft's going to be good. This is going to be our first summer of mock draft. So it's going to be quite exciting. But before we get to any of that, are you guys doing okay? Are you ready? Have you picked your teams yet? Let me ask that.
Yes.
Do you guys feel like I knew that. So Phil feels like he already has his team ready three weeks out.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Dave, do you feel like you have a team ready to go?
I did do my first draft of my team.
Your first round through.
I don't think this is going to be
that. That is so bad, actually. That's
Phil,
funny.
Get back over there and mind your business.
The reason that I'm
you should see Fireside Dave's team. That is bad.
And the reason that I ask, and that's actually, hey, that's maybe more incentive for people to join the first annual Fire Tribe Mini League. Fire Tribe Mini League. You've heard it before.
Yes.
Come on. Wait. Kawhi likes your team.
Thanks, Kawhi.
All right. So Fire Tribe Mini League, we've talked about it. We're going to continue to talk about it. But it's our first year doing it. We really want as many people in as possible. Cash prize, $200. That'll be given out through your favorite app, whether that be PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Phil. He might send you a check if you want it that way. It's totally up to you.
If you want it, I gotcha.
League straightforward, winner take all, just based on points throughout the whole season. So you get first, you win all the money. Yep. Pretty easy. Now, how do you get into that league? How do you get in? There's two ways. First way, and the guaranteed way, is if you go and you join the Patreon, our Patreon, if that's something you're interested in, it's linked in the description of this video. So if you want to check that out, we're going to offer our top 10 each week for all four positions. So 40 players in all. Those will change every single week. We'll give you who we think are the top 10 in each position. We'll give you articles on a regular basis related to players, teams, strategies, all of that good stuff. We will give you our top 10 team every week, which is the player we feel is going to do the best in each position each week. And then we'll also be giving you our differential picks every week, the guys that we think, you know, not a lot of people are looking into that can really change your week and help you win different mini leagues. And you will get direct access to our Fire Tribe Discord, which is just our community where you can talk to us, you can talk to other people, you know, just exchange ideas, hang out, and do our thing. So if that sounds like it interests you, check out the Patreon. So that's the first way you can automatically get into the
league. Discord is where you'll drop your email
that you
use for FPL. That way we can actually add you to the league.
Yep. Yes. If you do join the Patreon, go to the Discord, drop your email. Don't worry. It's an enclosed Discord, so don't feel like anyone's going to take your email. And
except
we will,
us.
And, yeah, except us, and we'll send you a bunch of spam. No, I'm kidding. And we will we'll put you directly into the league that way. If you are not interested in the Patreon, not to fear, there's a second way to get in. You can, if you follow us on any of our socials, go specifically TikTok, Instagram, or X. Please don't put your email out in the public YouTube comments. We don't want people spam emailing you, but send us a direct message on TikTok, X, or our Instagram with your email, and we will put you into a raffle that we will do right before the start of the season. And it'll be you can be randomly selected to be in the league. If you're not following us on one of those three places, go follow us and then send us a message and with your email, and we'll put you in. Right. So you know, one way automatically in to try and win that $200 prize. The other way, random. Right. It's a random selection, so you might get in, you might not. The more Patreon people that come, the less spots there's going to be. So, you know, you run the risk if you don't join the Patreon. But again, if you're not interested, another way to get in. So we'll keep beating that drum every episode. You'll keep hearing from us about that. Patreon, Fireside League. So all of that has now been said. I think it's time
to start.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I talk too much. Yeah, you're thinking about saying I do. You're thinking about saying I do.
No, you do great, man.
All right. Let's start with topics and transfers.
It's time for topics and transfers.
All right. Topics and transfers. Only two big ones to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, can you pronounce the name for me so I don't mess it up again?
Gyökeres.
He has a medical book now with Arsenal. The saga continues. He's still not signed, but
he's gone.
It appears like it's all signs are pointing to him signing. That I don't know. I want to ask what you guys think. Price, what do you think he's going to be? I'm thinking 8.5.
Nine.
I was going to say nine.
Nine. Sure. I'm thinking 8.5. Okay. So we're in a similar range, I would say. But
not really, man.
Okay. Well, 0.5, I guess that is a big difference.
Yeah, that's massive.
It's like $500,000
massive.
Away.
All right.
Man, that's massive.
But yeah, so he's still, we're still waiting on him. Hopefully he gets signed soon so we can see what that price is, because he is going to be a very large consideration for a lot of people's teams. You know, a guy under Isak. I think he will go toe-to-toe with João Pedro as that option behind Isak and Haaland. Those two guys will be the next two options. Second piece of transfer news. Hugo Ekitike headed to Liverpool for...
Sure is.
For a... And if I'm being honest... Again, money's not real in the EPL. It's Monopoly money. We've talked about this. £79 million. He's a solid player. He's a solid player. I'm not trying to discredit him, but that's insanity.
It's a lot.
That is a crazy price tag for that guy. Phil, before we go any further, does that hurt your Nunez
take? No, no. Jeez, no. I still fully believe in Darwin evolving into a fantastic FPL asset, and I really don't care about the signing.
That's
because
so
he's going to prove everyone wrong, and without anything to back it up. Again, I fully
sometimes you gotta feel it down in your plums.
Feel it in your plums.
Gotta feel it in your plums.
I love that you're sticking to your guns, Phil. I respect
thank
that.
Thank you.
I don't think it's going to work out for you, but I like.
Can
that
I say one thing about their signing though?
Quickly.
Just super, super quickly is...
Just kidding.
No, no, no. It's super quick. I think Liverpool has managed their financials and all the money they've taken in and the players they've sold. So they could afford to do a little risky business. So this could pay out. But even if it doesn't, I don't think it hurts them in the long run.
It doesn't hurt any of them. They can all just spend what they want.
Well, okay.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
They're close to $300 million
Barca now. Thought they could spend whatever they wanted, and now they're going to have to sell their clubs to the Saudis.
All roads lead back to Barca, guys.
So, long story short, I think they're a team that has managed stuff so well from an office perspective that they could take this risk. I don't agree with it, but they've earned the right to be a little goofy with their money.
They do. And just to not to harp on this too long, but just give some stats on this guy. He had 22 goals in all competitions last year, 12 assists.
34 contributions!
But 15 goals, 8 assists in the Bundesliga. In the Europa, he scored in four goals in 12 games. That's not bad, but the teams he scored against, Victoria, Plzen.
They're always in the Champions League.
Ferenc, Varos, Ajax, that's a solid team. Tottenham, not a solid team. Wasn't
right,
a solid
let's move
team.
On. You're going down.
No. I'm helping you. I'm giving your Darwinism take a little more love here. DFP Pokal, 3 goals in 3 games. 2 of those goals were against E. Braunschweig, Bundesliga 2 team.
Phil, you could say this show has evolved into something else.
Yeah, what are we even doing now?
I was just saying that my point was I don't think he's worth $80 million. I do think he's going to be a decent player, but I don't think he just walks in and now Gakpo and Darwin Nunez are just in the back, right? I don't think he has that pool. I think it's still going to be a 3-guy race to see who is going to take it. And frankly, we might not want to touch any of those guys all season because they're splitting time.
Except Darwin. But anyway.
Except Darwin.
So those are the two transfers.
That was the news. That was the topics and transfers of the week. I got pushed out, so I was trying to help you, but it's fine.
I love you and appreciate it.
And now we're going to move on to the first topic. That is going to be the 10 million plus guys. It's only five of them.
That's crazy.
Salah. Dave, can you do something? You're next to him.
I've never been able to, and I will not start now.
Salah, Haaland, Palmer, Isak, Saka, in that order, most expensive to least expensive. Let's just talk about each of those guys briefly, what we think. Are they worth it? Are they not worth it? We will start with Salah. First question, is anyone surprised in that price?
No,
absolutely not. 344 FPL points last year. That is a new record. So frankly, they could have made him 60 million. You know what I mean? Like that's he was broken last year. He was so good.
Not worth it.
But that's the question I want to say. So last five FPL seasons, I looked back, he averaged 285 points over five seasons. That tells me regression is coming. 285 is still really, really, really good. But it's not going to be 344 again. It's just not going to be. He's a year older. He got his money. Liverpool has added a lot of pieces around him to take some of the goals away. So the question becomes, is it still worth it? Nope. You said no. Dave, what do you think? Is 14.5 to start the season worth it? Because he already is getting picked up by the majority of managers.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to. I think he's still going to have a great season.
Is he going to be number one, do you think?
No, I think I would rather take Haaland for 14 million.
Yeah. Right.
Especially like the early ownership, Haaland's only 17% owned. And I think Haaland had a season last year that is much closer to his floor than obviously what Mo Salah did.
Yep. Not going to happen.
Think Haaland, he only scored, 22 goals in the Premier League last year?
He still finished 10th with only 31 games.
There's a reason I said only. So I think what you saw from Haaland last year is much closer to his floor season. I think he bounces back up close to that 30 goal mark, and if you're asking me, like, that's the decision people are facing, like,
yes,
spend 14 mil on Salah or Haaland or neither. I'm gonna spend it on Haaland.
All right, so I think Salah, we don't need to talk too much about that. I think, you know, if you want to get him, no one's gonna say don't because of how good he was last season. If you're not gonna get him, that's the conversation topic. Jump to Haaland, right? I don't think it's a surprise. He came down 0.5 million from the start of last season. Dave, to your point, for him, for City, that was a down year by their standards. But he still finished 10th with only 31 games. He finished 10th in FPL points. And again, City, that wasn't their best season by any means. What changes this year? I think they've added a lot of good players. He's back healthy. Rodri will be coming back. Like, I'm with you. I think he's primed to go back to 2 years ago when he was just absolutely on fire for FPL. You don't seem like you agree with that, Phil.
No,
I saw you shaking the head a little bit, though.
I think the big thing this year is there's a lot more forward options that you could potentially combine to produce more than Haaland. So I'm just on the fence with him. I don't think it's a wrong... They have an easy... schedule to
it's
start.
Never wrong. There's never anything wrong here.
No, but it's dumb.
There's dumb and there's wrong.
Like, you could get Salah, you're freaking dumb.
But if you get Haaland, you're just wrong.
No.
But you're not dumb.
No, exactly.
Right.
No, okay. City has an easy start to the year. I think it's a good test for him. My thing is there a lot of skill on City that's going to take away some of it, or is it all going to feed through him?
I
don't know. I don't know. But then you look at Isak, Gyökeres, Bowen, Solanke, Pedro.
Bowen in there.
I'm not saying Solanke. I'm not saying Bowen equals Haaland. I'm saying Bowen, Isak might equal Haaland. And then it's a different story.
I want to call something out there. It's interesting because a team like Liverpool added a lot of players that I actually think are going to take goals and assists away from Salah, right? Wirtz, they just got Etiquette. They got Frimpong. They got Darwin. Kirkez. These guys are all offensive threats that I think are going to take away from Salah versus Haaland. Who did they get that's like an offensive threat? Marmoush is in his second season. He's going to have his first full season. But Cherki's solid going forward. I wouldn't say he's a super offensive threat. Reindeer is not a super offensive threat. I think Nori definitely is. I just think they got more players, and Rodri will be back, more players that support Haaland versus take away from him.
Maybe.
That's just my opinion.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I think City solve some of their stagnancy issues, and especially Reinders and Cherokee. But anyway.
Oh, I almost forgot to give it to him, though. You gotta give the Viking his due every time you talk about him.
Let's move on from these two. Salah, dumb. Haaland, a very good option still at that price.
Okay. Okay, on to the next guy, who I like to call the Iceman.
He's out of control, Phil. We gotta do something about this.
Yeah. I'm finding the line between too much for the people and not enough.
I'll take the Iceman. Let me take the Iceman, Mr. Palmer.
I'll let you take him. Go for it.
Because you always talk about him,
he's my favorite.
Let me talk about him, and then we'll move on from him. I think...
Well, I get to say something.
No. You talk enough about him. I think at $10.5 million...
Let me tell you something.
It's disgusting that he's $10.5 million. He should minimum be $12 million. So I think he's an absolute steal.
Yes.
I think he's a freaking steal, and there's nothing else to say about him.
Yes.
He should be a lock on your team, and if he's not, I'm looking at your team, Dave. You're just as dumb as those drafting Salah.
Can I give one stat that I've given 100 times, and I'm going to give it again just to backfill up?
Oh, I love him too.
Last season, 11% assist completion ratio.
Yeah.
So 88 attempted assists to 10 assists that were completed. They used to have Nico Jackson at 28% finishing rate. They've now replaced him with their second forward, Delap, at 38% last season, and their first forward, João Pedro, at 50% finishing rate. All that points directly to he's going to do better than he did last season, and he finished third.
Have you ever heard those stats before, Dave?
I'm going to give those stats every single time until we see the payoff. But he does need to get a little more mature, because I don't like when he just kicks the post when his player doesn't pass the ball. But.
Piece of shit sometimes.
So I feel like people are probably debating, do I spend 10.5 on Palmer or 10 on Saka?
You spend 10.5 on Palmer every day of the week.
I understand that that's where you guys fall, but I don't
No, that's where everyone falls.
That's where everyone should fall.
It's not true.
These are facts. These aren't opinions. Okay, to the next guy. Phil's right. I do think Palmer, that's a really good price for him. I think most people are going to see that, and they're going to see the improvement Chelsea made, and everyone's going to jump on him. He's not going to be obviously differential by any means. Isak. Now, this one.
Just going to dismiss my.
No, we're going in order.
My Saka argument.
We're going in order. In order. Come on. Don't. All right.
We're losing our viewers, guys.
You threw off my groove.
Fine.
Okay.
I think he hurt his feelings.
Isak. This one is very interesting because I'm a little surprised that they went all the way up to 10.5. Like, I guess I understand why he was the best forward in FPL last year, because Haaland had a down year. 10.5 to me, though, I know, Phil, you may not agree with me. Dave, I don't know what you think, but 10.5 kind of, for me, prices him out of being the majority forward for teams. Like, I don't think he's not going to be owned over 50%. Because go get a guy like João Pedro at 7.5. Go get a guy like Giresh at... I'm never going to be able to say it. At 8.5 or 9.
Who?
You weren't here last time, but I couldn't say it
out of his name?
I don't know. I couldn't say it last time.
We need to do something about that.
I'll figure it out.
He must be stopped, Phil.
I'm going to call him the Big G. So my point is, I think he's now 0.5 too high for people to really want to buy in, especially knowing Haaland and Salah are above him. Go ahead.
I think there's a build, if you don't pick Salah or Haaland, where there's room for him and Palmer. Him and Saka, and
yep. No, I
feel like you can make a really well-rounded team. But you compare him to like João Pedro. We still don't know what it's really going to look like for Chelsea up front. I think João Pedro is probably going to start, but I think Isak's a better player, and he did score 23 goals last year. I think the price is fair.
We disagree.
I'm not. Yeah, if I am building a team and I can't fit Haaland into my team, Isak is the next guy that I want.
All right, Phil, I'm assuming you agree with that opinion. Am I the only one who's out on that price?
I think Isak's the second best forward in the world. So 10.5
in the world.
Yeah.
And who's number one? Ronaldo?
No, Haaland.
Oh. Ronaldo's not in the top two?
What?
Ronaldo's not top two?
He's zero. He's like before one.
Phil!
That's great. No, I think he's the second best natural or number nine in the world. So yeah, he's worth the 10.5.
All right, so we disagree there, but I do like your thought process where there is definitely a strategy. If you're not going to go with one of the top two, Hollander, Salah, you can definitely do Palmer, Isak, Isak, Saka, and then you could also do Saka, Palmer, passing it to Dave because he really wants to talk about Saka, who is the final guy that hit that 10 million plus range.
Not that I don't like Palmer. I think Palmer's going to have
the best season.
A very good season. Mm-hmm. No doubts for me there. I just okay. Saka played what's that math? 1,400 less minutes than Palmer last year. He had more assists than Cole Palmer. His expected assists were only two behind Cole Palmer. Only Palmer and Salah had more expected assists than Saka last year, and Saka played 1,600 less minutes than Salah.
It's tough to get assists when Nico Jackson doesn't know how to find the broadside of a barn.
Well, I was going to say that earlier. Can I make the same argument for Arsenal? Didn't they have center?
Mikel Moreno is a finishing god. Don't you dare.
Didn't Arsenal have center forward problems?
No, Mikel Moreno.
Even before Havertz got hurt?
No. Mikel Moreno might be number three in Phil's
list. So you're going to tell me Saka's creative numbers aren't going to be any better if he plays?
I'm joking.
I know you are. If he plays more games and has...
Yes.
Gyökeres at center forward.
If Gyökeres is there, my God.
To me, the only thing that stops Saka from having a season on the same level as Palmer and Salah, and like competing with them for the number one midfielder spot, is just him being on the field. If he plays 3,000 minutes, which Palmer and Salah both broke the 3,000 minute mark last year, I'm willing to put my own flag, money, whatever, that he'll be the number one midfielder in FPL.
If he
plays 3,000 minutes, he'll be the number one midfielder in FPL.
Do you think the fact that Arsenal has such a good supporting cast can take anything away? Like, remember, no. Havertz was out. He's back. Gyökeres is going to be there. Odegaard, Trossard.
Gyökeres is going to elevate that whole team. I mean, you saw how useless Odegaard was this past year. They don't have anybody for him to pass the ball to. And Saka's their best player.
Is Havertz going to take anything away from him? Because he might drop back now to his natural position.
He's not going
to
play on the right.
He won't. He's not. I'm just saying he's going to be in more of a midfield position, though.
Good. He can play behind Gyökeres. They can put Saka on the right where he belongs. Right.
So we talked about five.
I just want you to know that I'm saying if Saka plays a full season, I think he's going to finish as the number one midfielder.
And that's what I'm going to ask. So, Dave, you answered. Go ahead. Before I do it, go ahead.
I'm just going to say... No, go for it.
No.
I'm going to switch topics. So I don't want.
All I was going to say is Dave just planted his flag. He thinks of the top five price guys, he thinks Saka. Let's assume hypothetically everything goes well for all these guys. Saka's his number one. He will finish number one in points. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that your pick? Okay.
I think we're due for like a Saka eruption season. Like the two seasons before this, he was double digits in goals and assists. Like, I think we're due for, like, a 20-goal, 15-assist season from him.
Plant your flag, Phil. Of those top five guys, who do you think has the best chance to finish number one, all things going right for them?
I don't know about number one, but that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at who's going to get the most out of their value.
Palmer
is by far the best value at 10.5.
It's literally not what I asked you. I'm just asking, who of those five guys do you think, if all things are equal, finishes... Okay, thank you.
Well, you're lumping in Haaland and Isak. I wasn't doing that, but that's fine.
I think it's going to be Palmer. I'm not talking value. I'm purely talking, I think, of those five guys. He has the best opportunity with Dalot and Joao Pedro to finish number one.
Fine.
Book it. Come back here in like 7 months, and let's see how all three of us were totally wrong. And it
I'm
was
not
so
worried
again.
You can fit a team with Palmer, yeah. Saka, and Isak. And
we're all just going to look like idiots.
All right. To the next topic. Value guys. Now what are you looking at your teams over there?
Yeah. That's what he's showing me.
Did you want to finish the conversation?
I was
going
to say we don't need to argue about it cuz you should have Palmer, Saka, Bruno Fernandes and Isak on your team and you can and still build a great team.
I heard it here first. All right, value guys. Value guys. What do we consider value guys?
So easy.
What do we consider value guys in this conversation? Guys that fit into that $5 to $6 million range, maybe the 6.5, but we really were looking at $5 to $6 million range. Last season we had guys like Murphy, Semenyo, Clivert, McNeil. They all started the season in the $5 to $6 million range. They all finished the season higher than that, at least 0.5 higher than that. So the question is, now that they've all been priced out of the $5 to $6 million range and they're up into that 6.5 to 7.5 range and even higher, Who are we looking at in that similar range? I have a couple names.
We'll start us off, Sean.
I will start us off. We talked about this guy last episode because he's all over the internet, because the EPL put out a list of the players who would have got the most points with the new defensive contribution rules in place. That is Moises
Caicedo.
5.5 million. He played all 38 games, finished with 98 points last year, but under the new rules, he would have finished with 140 points. That's pretty solid for a guy at 5.5 million.
Yeah, I think so. I don't agree that he's worth it right now.
At 5.5?
No. I think why not get Reindeers at 5.5?
We're not those are the same price. We're not arguing that.
I see Phil's logic, though.
I see his logic. We can talk about Reindeer, too.
Well, yeah, I'm saying it's a good shout, but I think...
Go ahead. Go to the next one. This is another guy, Reindeer.
I'm just thinking that Reindeer is with, I think he had 14 or 15 goal contributions for Milan last year. You're going to get the box-to-box guy on a good team. If he solidifies himself as a starter on City, he's bound
to get
contributions.
He has to solidify himself first. But I agree with you. If he does, absolutely.
I think he is a very, very sneaky pick. And
he's more talented.
You can honestly draft him and keep him on your bench. And if after a few game weeks, he is kind of that guy to sit by Rodri, I think he's an absolute steal at 5.5.
I think he's more talented than Moises, of course. I need to see, after watching Man City switch the lineup every single week, I just need to see him find that spot. And then he probably, to your point, he probably will be the best guy in that price range. I have another one, but Dave, do you have anyone in that range you want to talk about before I go to the next?
I'm probably going to regret saying this because I really liked this guy last year and he moved teams. And I think he's going to have a better opportunity, but Mohamed Kudus.
He's being talked about a lot right now. Everyone is on that train right now.
I'm probably biased because I love watching him.
You're
he's
not
one of my
biased.
Favorite,
he's all
one
over
of my favorite
the internet.
Guys to watch, but I think he's immediately their best winger, and yes, that includes Son. Sorry, Son. But
his price
they
is
had
wild.
A lot of guys last year. Like Brennan Johnson had his moments, Kulusevski had his moments, Son didn't have a great year. James Maddison was fine. So like, I think he's just better than all of them, and if I'm gonna take a swing on somebody in that range, I also like Thomas Frank as a coach, so I think that team is just gonna be better all around.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I might look dumb after this one. He has like 10 points through 8 games, but I like Mohamed Kudus.
But Dave, does Thomas Frank win trophies? Does he only win trophies?
Oh my God, shut up.
Yes
shut
or
up,
no?
Shut up. Shut okay. up. Go
just
sit outside with,
okay.
with Nori.
Another guy similar to Moises. Elliot Anderson. Similar in the way he started 33 games, scored 107 points. New system, he would have jumped to 143 points. I do think Nottingham Forest is going to regress. I think we can all agree there. They overperformed last year and they just lost one of their best players in Ilanga, so they're probably gonna regress a little bit, but they still think the defense is gonna be strong. So Elliot Anderson at 5.5 million, another guy that's gonna get a big boost with the new rules in place, so someone to look out for. Someone else, Dwight McNeil, still in the 6 million range, was really good last season, 93 points in just 21 games.
Yeah, he had his moments as well.
Like 93 points in 21
games. I don't know if I can bring myself to do that one.
If he was fit, if he was fit for a full season, he was on pace for 7 goals, 14 assists. That puts him directly on par with Murphy. The numbers Murphy put up last season, they would have had almost identical assist and goal numbers. And Everton has an extremely easy schedule to start the season.
They do. It's true.
I honestly think Dwight McNeil is kind of a steal at 6 million if he can stay healthy. 93 points at 21 games is kind of insane.
Draft him.
Yeah, draft him.
Oh, he's going to be on my bench, guaranteed.
It's crazy.
we'll see.
Another guy in that range, two Brighton guys I like in that range. Mm-hmm. I like Danny Welbeck. No more.
What is he, 6.5, I think?
Yeah. No more João Pedro in town, so I feel like that's an obvious one, but
PKs?
He may be on PKs.
Does Matoma ever take PKs? I don't know what he does for his national
team. I think he's taken a few, but I'm not sure.
Welbeck took them when JP was out, but anyway. Sorry.
I also like, this is also since João Pedro's out, the guy that sort of plays the same position as him is Jorginho Rutter, who is...
That's a pool.
It's definitely an under-the-radar pick, but he played limited minutes for them last year, and now the guy that you know, played in his position is gone. They didn't really sign a whole lot of people to replace him. And so if you're looking for, if you're looking for somebody under the radar to hit double digit goals and approach double digit assists, like Morgan Rogers' numbers last year, you know, right around 10 of each, I think Jorginho Rutter is a nice under the radar play. I think it's more of a longer term one because Brighton's schedule at the start of the season isn't great, but I had him, I had my eye on him last year and was hoping he would get more time and never really worked out, but.
All right. I have one more. Okay. Phil, did you have any?
I just had two super quick ones.
Yeah, sure.
One very positive, I think Beto could be very interesting.
Beto's very interesting.
At 5.5 million.
Take Ndoye's spot, I think. If he can play over him, he's going
to
be really good.
Yeah, so if you're trying to find cash there, you have some big names. He might be a really good guy to fit in that's going to play.
I agree.
On the flip side, I think our boy Costco Phil Foden, Morgan.
Welcome to Costco. Yeah. I love you.
I've had that one ready for like a month.
I think 7.5 million is absolutely disgusting that they valued him at that.
Phil's taking this way out of the value range, but it's fine.
He's chalked mentally for the season, so 7.5 million is crazy.
I just,
even if he goes to Tottenham, there's no way you can pick him over someone like Rodgers or even Semenyo, or thinking 7.5 you can get Cunha for 8 million. That's absolutely ludicrous that anyone would ever consider picking Gibbs-White. So if you were thinking about it, this is your chance to be like, I probably shouldn't.
All right. I'm going to reel it back in. I love that take. That did take that did take us out of the 6 million range pretty far.
That's okay, though.
I'm going to bring it back one more time, then we're going to go right
back. Well, he should be worth 6 million. That was my
point. That's fair. Flipping it back. Should have been back. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
One more guy. This one is, as Phil would say, a feel pick. I'm feeling this one down on my plums. Habib Diarra? Would that be how you pronounce that? The new Sunderland?
Yeah.
Cat? Yeah. 5.5 million. Not a lot to really talk about in terms of stats. He's 21, played in Liga 1, 5 goals, 5 assists, 30 games. Not amazing. But I go back to what I said about Evan Nielsen for the second half of the year last year. Bournemouth didn't spend a record-breaking fee to bring in a guy that they weren't going to make a centerpiece of the offense. I have to think that Sunderland didn't just pay $30 million for a 21-year-old to not play him 90 minutes a game every game. Is that going to matter? I don't know. They clearly saw something. They're going to play him a bunch. He's going to be a part of the offense, a big part. He's interesting. $5.5 million, maybe stash him on your bench. If he gets good, you already have him.
I think your logic is sound. And I think we saw, like, with Leicester last year, Jamie Vardy had his moments of relevance. Liam Delap was certainly relevant for Ipswich. So I think there is going to be an attacker on that team that is usable at points.
Might be him.
Whether it's him or Elisa Mayinda.
People are talking about him.
So yeah, I like that one.
All right,
I like that one.
All right,
nice,
so,
dude.
So we're moving, out of the more restricted price zones, as in the 10 plus and the 5 to 6 range. We're going into the open world now, right? We're going into any and every player. Price doesn't matter that we want to talk about guys that we think, you know, overpriced, underpriced, perfect price. Who wants to start? I have a good one. If someone else has something that they really want to get off their chest. Anyone? Phil, you talked about your guy in our last section.
Yeah,
so,
Morgan Gibbs-White.
So do you want to just keep that train going? Or?
He was terribly priced.
Okay.
So now go to, I think what they got super right is Pickford at 5.5 million. I think that's awesome.
What he was last year, right? Or was he 6?
He started at either 4.5 or 5. So I think it's awesome.
He was one of the highest.
He's been, I think, back-to-back years the best FPL goal. So I think it's good that he started.
He didn't start at 4.5. He was the high.
I think he was 5 to start last year.
Maybe 5. He was one of the highest ones that you could get.
So I think they got it right this year with him at 5.5.
I would agree.
I actually think Cunha at 8 million is a potential steal.
I think it all depends on how Mbeumo infects that team, but I agree.
I agree, but him, or even Mbeumo at 8, I just think Cunha has a little more
money. Oh!
So, I think...
And Mbeumo at 8, huh? What a segue. That's amazing. Did you want to finish that before I segue?
No.
I wonder who Sean is going to talk about.
Mbeumo. I'm going to talk about Mbeumo. Oh,
fine.
No, the $8 million price tag, Phil. Totally agree. I think that's... So I do think Mbeumo is going to regress. He was second in overperformance in terms of XFPL versus FPL. I think it was 24. He overperformed by 24 points. That was second only to Bowen, who overperformed by 27 points. So I do think Mbeumo is going to come back down to earth, especially knowing that Bruno and Cunha are going to maybe take some of those chances where some of those guys on Brentford couldn't really do much. So $8 million I like. Here's where I'm just not understanding. Why isn't Mbeumo at $8 million and Kevin Shad, who we talked about last season, is he could be really good this year. He's taken Mbeumo's spot. He's younger. He looked good at the end of the season. Why is he only $1 million less at $7 million? He scored 100 less points than Mbeumo. I think $7 million is way overpriced for him. I think they're only pricing him there because they know he took Mbeumo's spot. I thought, I mean, 6.5, I'm like, okay, yeah, let me start thinking about it. $7 million, Kevin Shada, I'm out.
I think most midfielders are priced higher than expected. Most.
I think if defenses. Kevin Shada was $6 million, he'd be on like 50% of the teams.
That's why I'm saying 6.5 seems fair.
And I think it's an observation that like a lot of guys are priced
higher,
like, right in the same ballpark, especially with defenders. So it's like I think it's like really trying to make people figure out who their guys are and who they really like, because there's not a ton of differentiators, you know, when people are all about the same price. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
think people are gonna fall in that trap though.
I mean, he had 11 goals in, you know, part-time minutes last year. The guy that...
He hardly played 90. But true. Remember, he had a hat trick, though. So he had 11 goals. He had a hat trick against Leicester. He only scored in eight of the 38 games. He had three in a row to end the year.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's super inconsistent still. I was one that actually hyped him up, too. I think he's going to be good, but I don't know. $7 million seems like...
6.5 is a little more fair because...
Yeah.
I don't think anyone picks him up at seven. Like, why do you pick him up over someone like Rodgers or even Semenyo?
That's my point, though, is like, I loved him last year thinking, like, oh, he could step into Mbeumo's role and be really good. But, like, for me, they've priced him out. I don't want him at $7 million, but I think he's a very exciting player. And, like, maybe halfway through the season, we're all like, oh, man, we messed up. But I don't know. I think having Mbeumo probably helped him a lot, too. Like, yeah, take Mbeumo off the field. Now he's the guy. I don't know if he can be the guy. So, I just thought that one was really odd. That was one of the ones where I was like, that seems odd. They got a lot of them right, but that one just seems weird to me.
Yeah. I have two guys. We're getting close. I have two guys I want to mention.
Yep, go for it.
Bring us home, Dave.
I loved Eberechi Eze last year. Still love him.
We know.
Because he, you know, all the underlying numbers are there, and the returns didn't come to the very end, but... His teammate, Ismaïla Sarr, if you like Eberechi Eze, you should like Ismaïla Sarr better, given that he's $1 million less and had better expected numbers than Eberechi Eze.
He's going to have that AFCON, though. Remember that.
That's
but
okay.
That doesn't week 16.
Well, I get a billion transfers.
True, and you only have a second wild card.
I did want to mention your boy, Sean. Is your boy Florian Wirtz worth the risk for $8.5 million? He's kissing glass, so I'm going to say yeah.
$8.5 million, Florian Wirtz. My problem is, he's obviously talented. He's worth more than $8.5 million when he's not on a team with Mohamed Salah. That's the issue. Is Salah's going to take all the free, or he's going to take all the penalty kicks? Like, he's going to have the ball more than anyone else on the team. So. You know, Florian Wirtz is probably the most talented player on that team at this point. Like, pure talent, take away the fact that Salah can score the most goals. So, I'm thinking about getting him. I don't know if he's going to get enough opportunity with Salah on the team. That's what I worry about.
Let me give a quick fireside certified.
Oh, go for it.
I think there's no reason you don't, if you're interested in someone like Wirtz, you don't start with Bruno. And if Wirtz actually starts...
It's Wirtz. Don't be a jerk.
Wirtz. Whatever.
I say names right all the time, so...
If he starts playing and being a key piece for Liverpool, then it's an easy swap, Bruno, too. to Wirtz. So that's my fireside certified.
Yeah. and Dave, yes, I think talent wise, he's absolutely worth that price. But in the game of FPL, I just don't know how it's going to work with so many people on
kind
the
of,
team.
You just kind of want to see it first before you jump in.
I want to see, because I think he could be the heir apparent to Salah and kind of start working into what Salah's done for so many years, but I need to see it first.
Yeah, well, he's 38% owned as of right now, so.
And that's why I'm not going to get him, because I think there's other guys you can get it. That are going to get more value early in the season. That's why I'm not going to get him to start the season, I think.
Fair.
All right.
Wow. That was incredible.
Wow.
Were the prices right? That's the big question.
The price is right.
We don't know.
We are done here. Again, look forward next week to our first mock draft. We're going to be super excited for that. That's going to be really fun. Check us out on our socials. Ba-ba-da-ba-doo, right down there. Instagram, X. Listen to us on Spotify. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. We really appreciate it, and we love to hear from everybody. And that's about it. Again, look out for the Patreon if you're interested. Get involved in the mini league if you want to join. And with that, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.